tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Thank you for tuning in. As always, I will preface this with, this is a review of the episode. This is not the episode itself. Go to southparkstudios.com to watch the episode, because you should, because it's a really good episode. We are talking about Season 19, Episode 5, entitled Safe Space.
Safe Space.
Safe Space.
For all.
And guys, I'm actually hiring a young Syrian child who's starving to death to filter through our comments on the YouTube, so I'll only get the positive ones. So even if you post something really, really negative, probably not even going to see it, because that starving Syrian child does really good work for $1 a day.
That's right. Don't even bother.
Don't even bother, because I'm in my safe space here at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, S-T-P-H-E-N-L-E-M-I-E-U-X. And don't tweet me anything negative, because, again, you're just making more work for that starving Syrian child. Go ahead, Christy. Where can we find you?
Well, you all can hit me up at Christy Reports, and I don't have anyone working for me, so I just
you
get
don't.
Traumatized.
So all that reality can just fall right on your lap. How do you deal with that?
I may be in the hospital.
You might
tomorrow.
Be. That's a lot of reality to handle.
I know.
I mean, if you posted something about how great your brunette hair looks and people tell you that it's not brunette, you might be a little bit offended.
It's okay. It's okay, because I'm hashtag confident.
That's hair shaming.
Eh?
That's hair shaming.
Confident.
Confident.
Like Demi Lovato.
They told me that my hair was a brunette. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's really, really offensive. And we're going to bring someone in here who's going to take care of that for you. I loved how Kyle...
Your impression's getting just even more spot on.
Yeah, thank you. I loved how Kyle was just like, nope. I'm going to give you 2 weeks detention. Nope, I'll take the detention. Not going to deal with this. Nope. Same with Wendy. Just nope.
Nope.
Not even going to deal with it.
No, she was an odd choice anyway, I thought.
And then, of course, it falls on Butters, which...
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, my God. So, Cartman posted this totally buff picture of him on Instagram, and all the comments were, you're fat, you're lazy, you're terrible, you're just the fat, this is disgusting kind of thing. Basically, what everyone's doing nowadays.
Right.
People think that they're the hottest shit in the world, but they're not. But when people tell them that they're not, they think that the people are wrong, they're not wrong.
And the people are not just wrong, the people are then haters.
Yeah, and it's not even like...
It's those haters.
It's not even like... I mean, it's haters, but like, if you're 300 pounds, and you're not like 300 pounds of muscle, you're straight up just 300 pounds, don't post a picture online and expect everyone to think that you look amazing. And don't fucking Sharpie beautiful all over your goddamn fat and think that we're all going to just suddenly think it's beautiful.
You saw that one, huh?
Yeah. This is a great picture. Somebody has that, like the 500-pound person. Like, you know what? You might have a beautiful personality. Well, you're not showing off anything that we would find remotely attractive. And you know what? Some people might. And you know what? It's their prerogative if they do. But you can't expect everyone to. And you can't hate somebody for stating their opinion.
Right. That's the problem with it, is that it's turning into you cannot speak one negative thing and you're being a hater.
Yeah. It's like I'm like 185 pounds. And it's not all muscle. I got a belly. I got some flab here. I got a little bit of a move going on.
You beating them all to saying it?
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, no. Like, I'm real, because I got reality on my side.
Right.
It's like, I don't have a six-pack. I don't have chiseled abs. I don't have that body. I know I could if I worked at it.
Right.
Because it takes a lot of work.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work. I was 250 pounds.
Wow.
I was super obese. And I lost the weight because I know how much effort it takes. And I know that it would make me happier to not be that heavy.
Right.
So if I was trying, it's so much work just convincing yourself that you're happy when you're overweight or when you're something that you don't want to be. I don't know why people put so much effort into trying convincing others that they're happy being something they don't want to be.
Ooh.
I don't know. If I post a picture online shirtless and I'm like, yeah, I'm so ripped. And people are like, you're not ripped, you're fat. And I'm like, yeah, kind of. Like, it's like, yeah.
Because the point is you're not going to do that.
Yeah. It's like, I don't mind having pictures of myself shirtless because I'm comfortable because I know that, like, all right, I get out what I put in.
Right. I just don't post anything. I just pretty much do, like, neck up selfies and that's it.
Yeah, and it's, like, up to
that's
you.
That's how I avoid it. I don't need no Syrian kids.
No, but it's just like the internet has just it started out as, you know, everyone's super comfortable because the only people who question their insecurities are the people in their close circle. But when then they put their insecurities out there for the whole world to see, they expect that everyone's just going to side with them. And it's like, no, like there's a reason people bully other people. It's a human psyche thing. It's terrible, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I experienced the tenfold. I'm sure you experienced the tenfold.
Oh, yes.
I think
people And that need... was before the internet. I mean...
It was before the internet. That's all in history. That's all throughout history that people have been bullied for being different. And, yeah, it's terrible. But, you know, I mean, just becoming the thinnest-skinned human beings ever and being, like, closing yourself off to your safe space. That's why this episode was so on point.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is literally what's happening to America right now. Is, and he said it, reality said it best, America is not your own little liberal arts school. Nobody's going to be just your liberal arts freaking school.
I loved that.
Yeah, it's so on point, though, because it's these schools that are just, they have the PC principal, they have the teachers that are super PC, they have all these college jocks that are like, used to be the ones who were proclaiming the shame, and now the ones being like, it's cool to not shame people, like, they're just jumping on a bandwagon to get pussy. I'm not even kidding. It's these social justice warriors.
Nobody wants to have sex with a bully.
It's these white knights.
Right.
It's these guys who... It's this class of people who are the... Who don't realize that it's not being nice that's going to get you women. It's not being a dick that's going to get you women. It's just being you and just working hard.
Well, and that's also turning the bullies into, like, bullying the other bullies.
Yeah.
For being bullies.
And this is such a great example of that. It's, I don't want to, the one that comes to my mind is based on something that I don't want to talk about. So I don't want to bring that up because that's a whole other shitstorm I'd bring on myself. I'm already worried about people hating me for everything I'm saying here. But, you know, I'm putting it out there. So you know what? They have a right to hate me.
That's right.
But, like, if you really look at it, there's people who... Just, okay, let's go into politics a little bit. I know we shouldn't, but let's go into politics a little bit. Back in the day, Hillary was super against gay marriage. Super against gay marriage. Like, could be none more against gay marriage.
Like in the mid-90s when no one even when it put wasn't, the words when gay it and
wasn't,
marriage together.
When it wasn't a cool thing to be right. for gay marriage.
Right.
And it's not even that it's a cool thing. It's just a human right, I feel. In my opinion. I feel it's a human right that anyone can marry anyone.
Agreed.
So Hillary is super against gay marriage. Okay. So let's brush that to the side because somebody that she was in a political defense against is a woman who is for gay marriage... But questioned Hillary because Hillary was against gay marriage and is now saying she's for it.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people go after the woman who's questioning Hillary. Because now that Hillary is for gay marriage, anyone who's against Hillary, they assume you're against gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So they rip apart this woman who's only bringing about the reality of the fact that Hillary flip-flopped on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like this is just one issue in politics.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure every single politician has flipped on that. I'm only using it because
it's the one that came to mind. It's not that I hate Hillary. I'm just
because we'll get to that on South Park. We're very
oh my god,
sure.
I can't wait for that. But even Bernie Sanders, even everyone who's running in this race, it's ridiculous. But like, what's happening is these people are ripping apart the victims, and it's just kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this, like, Butters is the victim in this. And then everyone tries to victimize themselves because everyone's so self-absorbed, like the Steven Seagals and the Vin Diesels and things like that. Like, stop fat shaming, I got a six-pack. It's like, That's, you're fat shaming by doing that.
I'm so glad that they touched on that, and Demi Lovato specifically, because she's had this whole campaign the last few weeks on Instagram and on social media, like hashtag confident. And it all started out with this naked photo shoot that she did. She's like, oh, look at me. I'm proud enough to show my body. Da, 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 da. And she dresses that way, like she was in the episode. So for anyone who is confused on all that, who isn't following the social media, that's what's going on with Demi Lovato. And it's freaking ridiculous.
I'm so glad that your Beverly Hills house and millions of dollars can afford you a personal trainer to get you to the point that you're proud of your body.
Right?
I'm so happy that it's gotten to that point.
Right? You know, because it's such a hideous body anyway.
So hideous.
Ugh. Think of all the little girls that she makes feel awful about their bodies while she's telling them, be confident.
Yeah, be confident. I'm a size zero.
If you look like me, be confident. And put it on social media.
But you know what? She can do that.
She can.
And there you go. But
she
can't.
I'm not going to waste my time going to her Instagram page and posting negative comments. I'm just going to not look at it.
But just like
and then talk about her on the show.
Just like Demi Lovato has a right to say be confident and then make people not be confident and have people hate on Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
Just how the people have a right to hate on Demi Lovato for doing that. We have a right to hate on people who feel like they're the victim when they're posting pictures that are unappealing.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wants to say that's unappealing, it's their prerogative. And you put it out there. I love Butters just being like, well, why don't he just stop using social media? That is just unacceptable. And they get into this whirl. I mean, we're going on so many tangents here. I'm sorry, okay, guys. It's a little bit hard to follow. I'm super exhausted, so it's already just kind of like my mind is not in the right place. I apologize. But, you know, it's just, it's so baffling to me because I grew up with so much negative influence. And I feel like it only pushed me further.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And now that people are just kind of closing themselves off from it, they're just hating everyone. No one's going to like you if all you do is get super sensitive over everything. Mm-hmm. Sorry, trigger warning.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I've met people who were offended that I ate meat. And not even offended that I was eating it around them. Just offended in general that I eat meat. And they said I should have told them that I ate meat before I even talked to them. Like, what?
That's annoying and crazy. See, those are the psycho people that deserve to get told that they're ridiculous.
Yeah, but
and I'm a vegan, but I would not, you know, I don't usually even tell people that.
Yeah, but that's like, that's the world we live in. It's
true.
Scary.
And that's true.
That's why we need shows like South Park. Because South Park nailed it so well. Like, they did Steven Seagal doing the fat guy dance.
Right.
Did you guys hear about this whole situation that this is based on?
With Steven Seagal?
Not with Steven Seagal, but with what the dance he was doing.
No. I was Googling to figure out what the heck they were talking about, and I'm like, is Steven Seagal fat now? And I found all those pictures, but...
So, on 4chan /B, if you guys have never been to 4chan.org/B, it's basically the cesspool of the internet, but it's absolutely fucking hilarious if you have a really poor taste in humor. Go there. It's pretty hilarious. You'll see really messed up stuff, though. So this guy was dancing at a party, this, like, 500-pound guy. Like, he's super, like, hyper-obese. Was dancing at this party, and then somebody at the party was laughing at him and filming it and laughing at him. And then he, like, just looks really sad at the end. It's like, you know, it is sad. It's really sad that people would make people feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's messed up. But what happened was these social justice warriors, this college sorority, I think they're out of California too, were like,
surprise,
this
surprise.
Poor man, let's throw him a party where he can dance.
God. Are you kidding me? How did I not know that this happened?
So they massively publicize the video, make it go viral. Everyone hears about this guy dancing at the party. They talk to the guy, and the guy's like, I actually just prefer if nobody brought up the video because I was supposed to be working and I was at the party.
Oh.
So he wasn't supposed to be there, and I think that's... And he says, like, that's why I was just kind of closed off, because, like, I didn't want to be seen at this party.
When they started filming him.
Yeah, because he's like... So I'd appreciate if people stopped sharing the video. Well, they take it a step further. It's like, oh, it's he's only saying that because he just feels shamed because of his fat. Well, it's like, this is a guy who could be perfectly... He could be perfectly comfortable with his weight. They're assuming that he's shameful of his fat. So now they're fat-shaming him through trying to help him. They throw him this gigantic party, And one of the biggest things is they say, don't worry, there'll be no guys there. It'll just be all these girls for you, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, now they're assuming that he can't get girls because of his weight. They're assuming that he's straight, which he might be gay. They don't know that.
Right.
And they're just, they're literally stereotyping his life based on him being overweight. You know what? If he wants to be overweight, he can be overweight. America, do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Honestly. If he feels bad because he's overweight, you know what? He can lose weight. America, do whatever the hell you want. But when you start making him a spotlight and trying to use him as an image to campaign your own bullshit fat-shaming principles, mm-hmm. when literally it's just a guy who was caught at a party, people made fun of him, and it was sad. You know what? It's sad. It happens every day. But you know what else happens every day? People are slaughtered. People are beheaded. Prisoners of war are being executed every single day. American people are being killed every day. Gun violence every day. And you know what? I don't really care about your little sensitivity issues. If somebody calls you fat, say, buckle up. You know what? That's their opinion. I don't care. Or say, you know what? Maybe I could lose some weight, and now I lose some weight.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I did. People called me fat. I tried to fight it, Then I realized, you know what? I am fat. Maybe I should lose some weight. I'll be happier. Lost weight, I'm happier.
And did you feel like you were doing it for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
And it's not that you're doing it for other people. It's because you want to prove those other people wrong.
Right.
You're doing it for yourself in a revengeful way. But mm-hmm. you know what? Anger is a great motivator.
Well, yeah, without any kind of force working against you, what do you have? I mean, that's like your classic every movie plot. Like, you need an antagonist and a protagonist to get anything done in the world.
Yeah, it's like you can't accept everyone for everything.
Right.
And I think I briefly touched on this in one of our other episodes, but it's like all these people with this gun violence and selling guns to mentally unstable people,
mm-hmm.
it's... it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because exactly. if somebody who's mentally unstable goes in and tries to buy a gun, the gun owner says, no, I won't sell you this gun because you're this, then you get the social justice warriors picketing the gun owner because the gun owner wouldn't sell a gun to a mentally unstable people because that's mentally shaming. That's shaming him for being mentally unstable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the craziness we're dealing in this world, and it's just so freaking ridiculous.
It's also preventing America from being able to make any kind of laws or litigation or have even conversation and open communication with our politicians and our citizens about what anyone wants or thinks should be done because everyone's afraid to say anything about anything.
Yeah, you can't say anything because right. you'll immediately be shot down and you'll immediately be made an example of. And that's what they're doing to Randy in this.
Mm-hmm.
In Whole Foods, they're making an example of Randy because he doesn't want to donate the $1.
And this was spot on, too.
It was.
This charity shaming.
Oh, my God. These grocery stores that are like, oh, you don't want to donate a dollar? Hey, what about the starving kids over there? You know, like, they're starving over there. You're $35 of vodka. You're $75 of frozen pizza. And you don't want to donate $1?
No, I don't want to donate $1. Because you know what? I always get suspicious. The easier it is for you to give, the bigger chance it is that it's an entire scam. A lot of these organizations, wherever, do you ever ask, oh, sure, I'll give a dollar. What organization is that going? Exactly.
15
exactly.
cents.
And what organization, who is in charge of making sure it gets to whoever? And, you know, is it just going into Whole Foods charity tax refund pocket? I don't know.
Well, it used to be that you could do whatever the hell you want, and then you go to the grocery store and you donate a dollar and you feel good about yourself.
Right.
You know, it used to be like that thing where the grocery stores would give you that guilt out. It would give you that flush of guilt where you'd be like, I donated $5. I feel good about myself today. Even though they're still starving over there, I feel good about myself. But now nobody's donating because they feel they're giving to charity when they're supporting these causes that are just complete bullshit.
Right.
It's like, it was so spot on when they're like, congratulations! You spent $4 million on a charity organization, charity event that raised $400 for charity. Congratulations! It's like, yeah. These charity galas in LA, they're so elaborate, they're so expensive. I think the Kardashians one was like something like $20 million. And it raised, I think, five. And probably out of that, maybe $200,000 actually goes to the cause.
And I cannot tell you how fantastic these celebrities feel about themselves. I stand on these little charity red carpets every other night in Hollywood and interview people who think that them showing up there is just God's gift to the world. It is the most disgusting thing. you have ever encountered.
Well, I wouldn't say that on a camera.
Well, it's pretty self-righteous and it's pretty gross. It's for promotion. They have media there because people are trying to get promotion and people are trying to get their interviews and their word out about their new show or their whatever it is. Has anything to do with the charity ever.
Well, reality said it perfectly.
Right.
He said it like, you can have your nice cars, you can have your thing, whatever, and maybe you feel bad about it once in a while, but you know what? That's what you want to do. And you know what? If you want to do that, do that. You're not a bad person for caring about yourself and not other people. And you know what? You can care about your close circle. You don't have to care about people all over the world. You don't have to be the douchebag who's just... You don't have to be Bono. You don't have to be big Bono, right? Bono cares about everybody in the world. You don't have to be Bono. You don't have the resources to be Bono.
You know what? Don't even try to be Bono.
Yeah, don't even try to be Bono. If you can help the world, help the world. No, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I'm not going to go give away my entire paycheck to starving kids in Africa. I'm not. I'm sorry.
No, I'm pretty hungry myself. Well, that's what I always, when people want money from me, I'm like,
You have to get
maybe
to
ask somebody who has some money.
You have to get to a certain point to be able to help the world.
Exactly.
Because sending $100 and putting yourself in a bad position in your life to send $100 somewhere else, yes, it's very charitable. Congratulations. But you're putting yourself in a worse spot for being able to support them more later.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I would rather become a millionaire and then become very philanthropic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather be able to do that and then support people. Like, you know what? What is it? Akon, I think? Was it Akon?
That... Oh, he recently gave a bunch of money to...
With $6 million, he goes over and completely recreates the infrastructure for a large area and creates power and creates all these abilities. $6 million. So,
and the trolls will still say, but look at the way he treats women. But anyway.
Well, I mean, you can say that because he's put that out there. He's made that a thing. But you know what? Nobody can say he doesn't help those people.
Exactly. And that was huge.
And you know what? He didn't donate $6 million to charity, who can then pay their employees $500,000 a year because they're working for a nonprofit. I see all these college kids going to university and working for nonprofits now. What is working for a nonprofit? What does that even mean? You should volunteer for a nonprofit. Because if it's a nonprofit, there shouldn't be any profit to pay you.
That's what I've always been confused by.
How are nonprofits making money?
Like, exactly.
They shouldn't be making money. They're nonprofit.
They're nonprofit.
That's the point. Like, what? Seriously. And if churches want to help people, maybe churches should open up to being taxed and all the tax money goes to help people. Maybe there's a government charity that helps the world that all the church money tax goes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe then they'll actually help people instead of just put on airs. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Honestly, just own up to the fact that you want to be selfish. All humans are selfish.
I like that. Just own it.
And
just
that's,
be selfish.
And that's
maybe
how
get one
we,
of those shirts, hashtag selfish.
And that's how we end up with hashtag shameless America.
Yes.
Because we are shameless. America is very shameless. We just like to put on airs.
And this isn't new with the internet and trolling
We've always been
body
shameless.
Shaming. Yeah.
This is the country, this is the land of the free, this is capitalism. And you know what? Capitalism means that somebody with nothing can end up with everything.
Amen.
You America. Know what? I'm working my ass off for that right now because I'm not rich. I wasn't born into that at all.
Join the club.
And then if I end up being rich, people are just going to be like, oh, it's just your privilege. No, it was the fact that I worked 90 hours a week for 10 fucking years to get to where I want to be. So you know what? Privilege shit, fuck off with that. This is America. I see people every day who have nothing, who are black, white, Asian, whatever, who end up with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's more than they'd end up with anywhere else in this world working as hard as they do.
Because
you know what? You go to freaking any third world country, you're working 90 hours a week just to live. You're not working 90 hours a week to become something. You're working 90 hours a week just to maybe feed your son, just to maybe feed your family. Because that's what it's like out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people use all these countries as examples, but to be perfectly honest, you have it pretty good here in America.
And yeah, you have time to sit around and troll the internet.
Yeah, you have it pretty good in London.
Mm.
I mean, Greece had it pretty good until the euro destroyed their economy.
They still
but
got
even
food.
Then, they don't... They're not completely being murdered every day. There's riots because the government's screwing stuff up, because the euro decimated the European economy. But, I mean, judging by... If you have a roof over your head... and you have food in your belly every day, you have it pretty good compared to a lot of people in this world. Should you feel bad for having it pretty good and wanting more? No. It's human nature. It's human nature. That's reality. Reality is that humans are selfish pieces of shit. That's reality. And I accept that reality because I want that reality, because I want the best for my family, and I want the best for my friends, and I want the best for myself. And you know what? I will donate to charity when I can. But
I like it.
Right?
Yes.
I'm going to get so much
shit for
this.
That could be a political platform right there.
Oh, God. It shouldn't have to be a political platform. It's human nature.
It's true.
But, like, if I don't like mushrooms...
Oh, my God. I love mushrooms.
I love mushrooms, too.
Okay, good.
But I'm saying if I don't like mushrooms, starting a campaign saying that I'm shaming people. Yeah, right?
Hashtag shroom shaming.
Shroom shaming. Yeah. God damn it.
That'll be next.
There
are a lot of people that hate mushrooms.
There are, yeah. You know, fungus. It's kind of weird. Like, as a kid, it's kind of weird. I don't know. It's just South Park brings this out in me because I'm just like, it's so spot on. And I just wish the whole world watched South Park. I really do. Because it's just... But the people who it's targeting wouldn't get it.
Exactly.
They wouldn't even understand it. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that everyone who's watching this after show is watching it because they love South Park and because they understand the tonal thing of the show. Because, I mean, the fact that they hung reality in the end... It's what we're moving towards. Mm-hmm. And it's how the people give away the power of freedom is by ignoring reality, continuing with their lives, thinking that they're making a difference when the people up top are doing whatever they want and slowly putting collars and shackles around you. Mm-hmm. So all these people who are like, capitalism's bad, blah, 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 blah. We need socialism because it's equality for everyone. Yeah, it's equality for everyone. Does that mean you're president? Because if it's equal for everyone, everyone's president. But no, oh, there's still people who are making more money than you? Oh, there's still people who are telling you what to do? That doesn't sound equal to me.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Is that how it works? I don't know how it works.
So, yeah, so when you say you hate capitalism and you say that it's important to not fat shame or it's important to not make fun of people, I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous. Like it's human nature to make fun of people. It's human nature to congregate based on differences. I mean, I feel like I'm not even going to say that on air, but humans get together based on the things they dislike more than the things they like. Mm-hmm. Like you go to any high school, the kids who hate a certain type of thing, they have something to talk about. It's fun to riff on stuff with friends who hate that too. You get to riff on it, you get to make fun of it. That's why jocks used to pick on nerds, because it was something they could all come together on. Because if they're picking on the nerd, they're not bullying each other. So they get to group together in that respect. It's terrible, it's human nature though, because we have so many humans around when it's no longer like groups of 100, 200. It's groups of thousands and thousands and thousands. Mm-hmm. And the social infrastructure changes. And I really just...
And there will be a South Park episode about it.
There will be. I really wonder when they're going to take off this PC stuff. Like, because it's... Every episode's another step towards more and more PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Randy and the having your cake and eating it too. I mean, we're just rolling down the South Park train.
I mean...
We're going to one destination for the whole season.
Yeah.
There are not multiple stops.
God... Yeah, I think I've ranted enough today.
All right.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Marissa, what do you think? Is anyone in the booth anymore?
They're busy trolling.
Anyone's even in the booth anymore.
Repeat.
What's up?
Repeat.
Repeat what?
What did you just say?
I said, have I ranted enough?
I think so.
All right. So, moral of the story, kids, work really hard. Stay in school, but don't go to college if it doesn't make sense. And honestly, just, it's okay to be selfish sometimes. It's okay. And Randy proves that. You know what? He wants those pizzas. He wants that beer. He wants that malt liquor. He wants that vodka. He wants to spend his hard-earned goddamn money on himself.
On Vanderpump Sangria.
Damn right. Because he freaking worked for that money, and he can spend it on whatever the hell he wants to.
That's right.
He pays his taxes. The rest he gets to do with whatever the fuck he wants to. And if he doesn't want to spend a dollar on goddamn charity, that's his prerogative.
That's right. He got that Whole Foods to come to town. It's there now. They're giving the air of Whole Foods-ness in South Park, and that's all he needs.
Just like it, I'm not going to shame you for eating pizza every day and getting to be 600 fucking pounds. Whatever, if you ask me what my opinion is, I'll tell you. But, like, if that's your prerogative, I'm not going to shame you for it. Just like you shouldn't shame Randy for spending his money how he wants to. And that's what we'll leave you with. And now let's go ahead and hang reality.
Yes, I love it. We've got him all noosed up, ready to go.
We have to go.
He's just been hanging out.
Dive into this new world of political correctness where 30 years from now this video is going to be dredged up and I'll be freaking slaughtered for it.
Your face will be on the news.
I'm not even kidding.
Hollywood producer Stephen Lemieux.
All right.
Real self.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLEMIEUX. Where can we find you, Christy?
Please check out ChristyReports.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Christy Reports. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week for the South Park After Show. Take care.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.